This is a CBC podcast.
Support for delivery of this podcast comes from the Buick Enclave, the finest luxury crossover ever. Visit buick.gm.ca to see that where there's passion, there's beauty.
I'm Pedro Mendez, and this is Editor's Choice. A shortage of skilled workers in Canada has led many companies to look abroad for talent. And businesses can use the government's temporary foreign workers program to ease their labor problems. The CBC's Jennifer Henderson has the story of a steel plant in the Halifax area that's recruiting workers in the Philippines.
A lot of steel, eh?
These fitter fabricators at Cherubini Metal are cutting steel, used to make bridges and buildings. 300 people work here. Someone with 5 years' experience starts at $45,000 a year. But the company's vice president of operations, Steve England, still can't find people to work for him.
With tradespeople going to Western Canada and with not enough young people going to community colleges and with the only one course offered here for fitter fabricators, there's a shortage. And right now we are seeking overseas.
Back up. Go ahead.
That's the sound of Skype, a voice-over internet service that allows the manager to conduct job interviews with people on the other side of the world. It's 7 in the morning here, 7 in the evening in the Philippines. Suddenly, a candidate appears on a video screen at the end of the boardroom.
Fernando, my name is Steve, and I'm with a company called Cherubini, and I'm going to be asking a few questions.
Yes, sir.
I don't want you to be nervous. I just want you to relax.
As the boss begins a painstaking examination of a technical drawing for assembling steel, it's clear many of the candidates have only a rough grasp of English. Mark Capistrano is a recruiter sitting in on these interviews from Manila.
How are you, Mark?
I'm good. Should I call in the next guy?
Yes.
Steve, the audio is pretty good. But it would help if you don't mind, to just speak a little bit slower, please.
Absolutely. I have no problem with that.
Steve also has someone with him back in Dartmouth. It's Patrick Riley, the president of Focus Recruiting. Despite some issues around language and credentials, Riley sees the Philippines as an emerging source of skilled labor.
There are qualified individuals in pretty much every discipline. I've seen some of the resumes, even in the healthcare, you know, for fully qualified RNs and surgeons who, you know, quite frankly, would absolutely love to come to Canada.
I'm just going to take the first drawing, Esmeraldo. The drawing would be labeled A. Do you see that?
Yes, sir.
The diameter of the holes. Do you see the diameter of the holes on that plate?
Diameter of the hole? 13-16, sir.
That's right, 13-16.
Although none of the people being interviewed has any papers or formal training, the manager swears it's impossible for any of these candidates, including Esmeraldo Canto, to fake the right answers.
What measurement would you lay that out at?
4 feet, 11 inches, and 1/4.
That's all I need to know. You can read the drawing very well.
Thank you, sir.
Why would you like to come to Canada?
Because I need future for my children, sir.
Right, okay.
They are now going to school, but I learn only little money.
How much do you earn working in the Philippines right now?
Only 300 pesos a day.
Pesos?
300 pesos, but not enough, sir.
On the shop floor back at Cherubini Metal, it's hard to imagine working for the Canadian equivalent of only $3 a day. Recruiter Patrick Riley.
These people, quite frankly, will make more money than they've ever dreamed of coming to Canada. And it's very unfortunate, but that really is just the wage differential.
To try to prevent exploitation, Ottawa forces employers to prove they are offering foreign workers competitive wages and the same working conditions as Canadians. Cherubini went a step further for 10 people it recruited from India a year ago.
We sourced out some apartments for them. We aided them in getting their SIN numbers, their medical, all that banking information. So we looked after them in that regard. But they're responsible for their own accommodations. It's working out quite well. We're very pleased with their workmanship.
Cherubini is asking the Immigration Department to extend their work permits for another year. Workers can begin the long process to become a permanent resident, or they can return home at any time. But any employer, like Cherubini, can apply to bring people in for any job, so long as there are no Canadians available. At the end of several hours of video interviews, Steve England is pleased with the result.
The first guy was not up there, so I wouldn't even consider him. The last three, the guy had a good personality, and the guy after was exceptional. And this guy here is pretty good, too. Leo's, and then Joseph, and then they can't fake this. I mean,
Cherubini has made job offers to six tradesmen from the Philippines.
Good morning.
Other companies and regional health authorities are considering a similar path, at least until schools and trades training adjust to meet their needs. I'm Jennifer Henderson in Halifax.
Thank you, sir.
I'd like to thank you for
answering. Have a nice day, sir.
Have a nice evening. Thank you very much.
For Editor's Choice, I'm Pedro Mendez.
For more on all of our CBC podcasts, head to cbc.ca/podcasting.